Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Education is the focus today, and we're talking with Manhattan Christian College Director of Advancement Jolene Roop this time around. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on here. Normally Kevin's in, but apparently he's out of town.
He is. I'll try to be a good sub.
Well, I think you'll do just fine. Appreciate you being here, though. We got a lot going on at Manhattan Christian College. Well, school's been going for, what, about a month now?
For almost a month, yes. We are very, very busy. This is going to be a huge weekend for us in that we have our golf tournament on Friday. It's also the kickoff for Family Weekend. We have Family Weekend Friday and Saturday. And then we're going to be involved in Praise Fest, the community outdoor Christian concert that's going to be in Seco Park on Saturday.
I've been seeing a lot of signage about that this weekend. Sounds like a very exciting weekend. The classic itself, the golf classic, is that a fundraiser for the college then?
It is. It's a fundraiser, and this is our 20th year. We are really pleased with the tremendous community participation, not only in golfers, but also in sponsorships. And we really appreciate our vendors and everyone who is at all affiliated with the college to basically give back and to participate with us. We'll probably have, currently we have right at 150 golfers that are going to be playing on Friday, and we don't think it's going to rain, so that's good. We think the weather is going to be great, and it's out at Colbert Hills. There's still time if you let us know today if you would like to golf or if you'd like to sponsor and help us raise funds to just support the mission of the college, then we would be happy to have you. It's a shotgun. It's a four-person scramble, and it's a shotgun start at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Now, just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday, but the temperature will be nice. It'll be 83.
So. Right, right.
So, you know, you never know in Kansas. It could rain a little bit. Maybe that'll hold off maybe before the golf starts. Do you still have room for sponsors on the different holes?
We do, but we would need to hear from you today if you're at all interested so that we can make sure that we have the appropriate signage ready and everything. Of course, there's to say yes, me is just the beginning of the things that we need to get ready to actually have available.
Okay. So, and again, that's Friday, 9 a.m., Colbert Hills, beautiful place to go play golf.
And the 20th year, I mean, this is a long-standing tournament that has been quite popular over the years. Lots of people, lots of golfers tell us that this is like one of their favorite tournaments to play in.
All right. Well, and you mentioned that kind of leads into Praise Fest this weekend. So you guys are pretty heavily involved with that as well?
We are. I wouldn't say we're heavily involved. We are involved. Kevin is going to speak. Okay. Our president is going to speak on Saturday before the main act takes the stage. But the college will have a booth there and will be involved in the food packing that is happening in Potter Hall during the day. So it'll be a great time.
Yeah, I wasn't here last year for the Praise Fest, but is that pretty well attended?
It is very well attended. There'll probably be 2,000 to 2,500 people.
Wow.
That'll be there. Of course, it's all completely free, and everyone is encouraged to come out and be a part of it. It's a very family-friendly atmosphere, and it is just an encouraging time to be together. Lots of musical acts throughout the day, but of course, then the keynoter or the headliner will be 10th Avenue North at 7 o'clock, 7:30-ish, I think.
All right. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, there's all kinds of stuff. And K-State doesn't play football this weekend, so a lot of activities going on around town.
You are exactly right.
All right. Well, next week, there's an event coming up, the 17th Annual Leadership Breakfast, and that's on Thursday, September 26th.
That's right. This is another long-running event that the college has had. It's really been an outreach of the college since 2003, and our purpose is really just to inspire and invest in the Christian leaders in the Manhattan community so that they can strengthen their businesses and their churches and their organizations that they're affiliated with. But this is one of the ways that we can take our mission of educating, equipping, and enriching Christian leaders outside of the traditional classroom. So the Leadership Breakfast is a completely free event. It starts at 7:30 next Thursday, September the 26th, and it will be held in the Howie's Activity Center. And really, all you have to do is let us know that you're coming so that we have a head count for breakfast, because the breakfast will start, and then our speaker is Brett Irvin. He's Vice President of Human Resources at Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, so BNSF. He'll be here, and he's going to talk about mentoring and how we basically need to always be training for the future and making mentoring a priority.
Well, mentoring, I know a lot about. I mean, I've done a little bit in past job that I worked at with another high school student, and you know, mentoring can go a long ways. It can really help someone that needs a figure in their life to help them out.
Correct. Well, and so many organizations who might be short-staffed or just super busy, they leave mentoring till the very last, and it's not really a priority. So I believe that Brett is going to encourage all of us to work in mentoring every day and to basically be intentional about that, whether it's on a personal level or on an organizational level.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Brett Irvin, again, the keynote speaker, next Thursday, September 26th, and you need those reservations by the 23rd?
Yes, that would be great. That would be great. And it starts at 7:30 in the morning, so you have plenty of time to come and have breakfast with us and be inspired and then make it to work.
Okay, and I love the flyer. It has a train on it, so and just so fitting because he's with BNSF.
Right, that's right.
Love that. 17th Annual Leadership Breakfast. What else is going on here at Manhattan Christian College?
Well, of course, every college has, or they try to encourage potential students to come for a campus visit. Because really, you don't get a feel for a college or for an organization until you're actually there and you're with the people and you're actually amongst them. And we have branded our campus visits as Thunder Thursdays, because Thunder is our mascot. And so Thunder Thursdays, if someone comes and makes a plan to be a part of one of the Thunder Thursdays throughout the entire academic year, so it's not just this month, but every Thunder Thursday, they will receive a $500 scholarship just for coming and being a part of that day. So it, of course, includes lots of time for potential students to talk to current students, to talk to professors, to eat lunch, to attend chapel with us, and really just to see how they fit in and what God's calling them to do.
Great. And there's one tomorrow.
There is. There's one tomorrow. I told you this is a busy week. So we have things Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, so yes, we have it going on this week. Thunder Thursday, come if you are at all interested. You can go online and register. It's real easy to do. Just type in, once you get to the MCC webpage, just type in Thunder Thursday and it'll pull it right up for you, and you can register for whatever Thursday works best with your schedule.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up here. We mentioned tomorrow. If you can't get there tomorrow, October 3rd is another one, October 17th, and then on Halloween also. So that's, you know, several opportunities come up in the next few weeks.
That's exactly right. We'd love to have you.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk more with Jolene when we return here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.